Hey, folks, I will never, ever, ever, ever accuse someone of being an anti-Jewish bigot just because of how they feel about Israel. That is, do they buy the Israel line or not, right? Or whose side do they take in the Israeli-Arab conflict, right? That is just silly. There's a much more objective standard, okay? Here's the test you can run. Okay, here's how you can know if you have it in for the Jews or not. Do you have some subconscious, semi-conscious, maybe conscious anti-Jewish bigotry or not? Do you have it in for the Jews alone and no one else or not, right? So here's a test you can run. It has nothing to do with how you feel about Israel at all. Absolutely nothing. So let me ask you this. Have you ever felt that, you perceived that Jews have dual loyalty? That is to say, they're not limited in their loyalty to the country where they're at, right? Whether it's America, Canada, France, wherever they may be, right? And that they will always have some loyalty for Israel, and it's not cool because, they don't see themselves entirely as loyal and citizens of the country where they're at, because they will always have this love for Israel, and that means that they're bad citizens or whatever, something like that, right? Or they're traitors or something like that, right? Have you ever had that thought? Have you ever had that thought, even one time? Well, if you had it one time, you probably had it 50 times, right? So, okay. So you know yourself, right? If I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you, right? Like, if it's not you, it's not you. But probably half my listeners are in this camp where you've had this feeling about Jews. And frankly, probably some of the people that give me money and buy my premium had this feeling. Well, okay. So that's not the entire test yet. That's not the entire test. So let me ask you this. All these Arabs, every time that there's a flare-up in that part of the world, all these Arabs and Muslims that put on their Yasser Arafat scarves, their rags on their heads or around their necks or whatever, and they go marching, with their Palestine will be free from the river to the sea bullshit, right? And, in Europe, they're even calling for jihad. There was a big march in Denmark where a bunch of guys were calling for jihad. And but it's in every country. It's in every Western country. Everywhere where there's Arabs or Muslims, same shit. It's just are they calling for jihad, or is it more like Palestine or whatever? So have you ever looked at these people? You ever looked at these people and thought, you know what? Like, where's their loyalty? Because at least most of the Jews that are in the U.S., France, U.K., etc., at least they were born there. These people are mostly immigrants or sons of immigrants. They're mostly on welfare, let's face it. I mean, mostly, disproportionately anyway, probably the majority on welfare, especially in Europe and Canada. And, they're hogging our tax dollars, da-da-da-da-da, and yet, anytime there's a dust-up over there, they will go around, screaming for Palestine. Have you ever thought that those people have dual loyalty? Have you ever considered, you don't like that those people have dual loyalty, right? And, okay, well, if you have, right, then if you've considered that, both those people and Jews and others have potentially some dual loyalties or whatever, multiple loyalties, multiple identities, whatever, then that's cool. That's cool, right? But if you are only looking at the Jews, dual loyalty, and you've never looked at these Arabs or Muslims and thought, hey, this is kind of like, why are they like loyal to Palestine? Most of them never even have any connection to Palestine. Like, how many of these Arabs or Muslims have ever been to Palestine or have family in Palestine or whatever? If you've never had those thoughts, like you've questioned those people, right? But it's always the Jews, and Jews do a loyalty, right? So you know yourself, right? I mean, I don't need to. This is a test for you, right? So if you've had a problem with alleged Jewish dual loyalty, but you've never had the same feelings or thoughts about these Arabs or Muslims, then you have it in for the Jews, man. You just have it in for the Jews. Like, you have it in for the Jews. Like, I mean, that's it. It's an utterly objective test, absolutely objective. It has nothing to do with how you feel about Israel. I couldn't care less how you feel about Israel, okay? But if you you know, did a certain way on this test where you're holding somebody to a different standard, you know, an unreasonable standard, and you're not holding other people to it, then you have it in for them. You have it in for them. You're a bigot. You're an anti-Jewish bigot. And frankly, probably half of my listeners are anti-Jewish bigots just because of the way that you would answer, your answers would be on this test if you were honest with yourself, okay? You don't have to report to me. But, you know, frankly, let's face it, there's a lot of anti-Jewish bigotry out there. It is objectively out there. You know, it's always, this whole dual loyalty thing is ancient. It predates Israel. You know, it goes back to Dreyfus and even much further than that. Okay, it is a standard that somehow only ever applies to Jews, and you're just perpetuating it. And, you know, if you fail the test, you fail the test. Like, I'm not telling you that you're an anti-Jewish bigot just by, you know, whatever. Like, you know, if you fail the test, you know, that's it. Like, I don't need to accuse you of anything. You know yourself. This test is absolutely objective. And it's absolutely like, you know, like I don't know for you, you know, right? So there can be no argument. Take care, folks.